I'm Jake, and this is going to be 120 minutes of coughing and blowing my nose, hopefully remembering to turn the mic off first, with Jake. Mr. Skullhead is indisposed at the moment. Yesterday was Jezzerfly's, or actually I guess today is Jezzerfly's 21st birthday. So, happy birthday, Jezzerfly, and because they were down here 100 miles away from their stinky shithole town that they live in, because down here is where the cool people and the cool places are, they went out for Jez's Hour of Power last night, and as such, she's recovering today, and they didn't get home in time for Scully to hop on. So everybody send Jezzerfly a message, wish her a happy birthday and a speedy recovery. So I guess what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try to answer as many questions as I can, and then I want to apologize both on behalf of and using my voice, because I came back from parts unknown last week with some exotic lung infection. Either that or it has something to do with the other day I was checking the P.O. box for Asymmetric Publications, and I found an envelope, and inside the envelope was a single piece of paper that just says, anthrax, lol. So I'm hoping that was a coincidence, or somebody was just excited about the band Anthrax. Let's see, I think I saved some... Somebody message me or message Radio Bugbear if there's anything wrong with my mic. I'm not usually the one that does the technical stuff as far as getting myself connected to the radio here. And, yeah, so I don't know. If there's anything wrong, you'll have to let me know. So, got some messages from that came in between last week's show and this week's show, so I guess I'll start with those. Ponchos says, "Hey, Jake, Scully." Scully's not here, but hey. "Why do you have the chat rooms quit after 15 minutes? I like listening to what all the people say. Why can't you make it keep going as long as you play?" The reason that the chat channels time out the way they do is because there was a problem. I don't know if this problem is still there or not, because I haven't messed with it, but when I first wrote the new chat, something about the way the JavaScript worked was causing, I think, what was essentially the equivalent of a memory leak. So if you left it running forever, then Internet Explorer would just take up more and more and more and more memory. So if you, like, accidentally left yourself logged into the chat all night, you'd end up with this huge hog of Internet Explorer using up all the memory on your system, and the rest of your system would crawl. Or the rest of the stuff your system was doing would crawl. pardon me. See, this is what I was anticipating. I do have my trusty glass of an incredibly weak tea with honey and lemon. Yeah. So let's, that's why I'm there. And also, at first, the chat used to hit the same database server as everything else, and I wanted to sort of cut down on the extra database hits that were caused by people, like I said, leaving the chat open while they slept or whatever, because, you know, really no point in that. Hold on, I'm going to mute the mic and cough up some lung chunks. Sorry about that. I'll try to keep that to a minimum. Like I said, I guzzled a single dose of NyQuil, but, you know, for a man of my size and stature, I don't think a single dose of NyQuil is enough. Let's see. Ponhos always asks, "After we ascend, will our vacations counter reset back to zero?" That's something I've got to consider. Probably. But I'll have to... Again, it's one of those things where, why is Ascension taking so long? It's because every day we discover 2 days' worth of things that we have to consider and fix and make decisions on. I'm not entirely sure. Right now, the way it's coded, the counter does reset. I know that sucks for the trophy hunters, but at the same time, it's one of those things where if you're going to pursue some of the more obscure trophies, then you're going to have to make certain other gameplay sacrifices, and that's what, will make the trophies a lot more meaningful. SoupyDrek37 says, "Why no chainsaw to go with the spooky hockey mask? The chainsaw would be an anachronism. This is a fantasy game. There are no chainsaws in Fantasyland." Let's see. ZDBop says, "Will all of our exploded bartenders and chefs in the box show up in undead form in the cemetery?" That's where they came from. They sort of do. Let's just say that every time you find one of the appropriate skulls in the cemetery, it's actually the undead version of a prior chef or bartender in the box, and you can just pretend, that it's like that. Ponhos asks again, although a couple days later. It seems like he's sending a lot of questions, but really they were spread out over a long period of time. What will happen to any effects you have when you ascend? Example, Jalapeno Sauce Sphere or Ode to Booze. During the process of completing the Sorcerer's Quest and ascending, you will lose all of your effects. It's not precisely when you ascend. It's not precisely when you finish the quest. It just happens as part of the process. Let's see. The Muffin King says, clans should be able to sell goodies to get more meat in the coffer. While I agree that goodies should do something, I disagree that that is what they should do. Although now meat in the coffer is less harmful than it was when you could easily convert it into auto-saleable goods, the way you could buying rounds of booze and stat boosters and that kind of thing. But I've been getting a lot of really detailed, really well thought out, really interesting proposals for revamping clan versus clan, and that's definitely something that I want to do. I mean, I realize that... I mean, when I put clan versus clan in, I didn't take it particularly seriously. I mean, just to say that I didn't spend a whole lot of time working on it. I just kind of coded it, and it's like, okay, now there's clan versus clan, so see what happens with this. And I guess it turns out that it just kind of sucks and is not very much fun. But there are some things that I'm going to do. Some of the Warehouse 23 people and some other people collaborated on this one document that I was sent that has some really neat things, like some things where the sort of individual members of the clan can get involved and do things that will sort of change the likelihood of certain outcomes and certain events happening. And Riff, of course, came up with an incredibly elaborate and complicated and really neat thing where I guess it could sort of be described as clans acquiring territory in the kingdom and then fighting back and forth for that territory. And as you maintain the territories, you get, you know, some goodies that are appropriate to that territory. You get some bonuses, you get some whatever. And then I think he proposed a whole kind of clan trophy thing, which would be interesting. I'm all about trying to differentiate clans as much as possible, because right now pretty much all the same. With the changes I made to the way you buy boosters and stuff, I think that helped to a certain extent because, like, you know, a PvP-heavy clan is going to want to do different things than a clan full of mall people or whatever. I mean, I don't know what they would do. They would probably just not put any meat in the coffer because pretty much everything in the clan is kind of sinky. Let's see. MaxGuy56 says, what medium does Jick use to make the drawings? I use a Pilot Precise V5 fine point rollerball pen and whatever kind of cheap printer paper I'm using, and then I scan it and use PaintShop Pro, which I actually purchased after deciding that if I was going to be a real evil corporation that I should probably play by the rules, which is probably the opposite of what most people do when they form evil corporations. But so ink pen, Canon, I think, scanner, the $30 Fry's Electronics super special scanner, and PaintShop Pro. Let's see. A character called Nun asks, may I know the hour of the pickle factories coming and going? You know, that worked on me back when I had one eye and I was in the cave and Odysseus pulled it, but, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on Odysseus. So... No, wait. Fool me once, shame on Odysseus. Fool me twice, shame on me. So no, you may not know the hour of the pickle factory is coming and going. Since Scully's not here, I'm not gonna try. Plus, I'm afraid if I try to make my voice deep that I will just go into a coughing spasm and not be able to continue the show. Adamethos says, do you like pina coladas? If not, you should have a champagne supernova reference at the shore. I don't care for pina coladas. I do occasionally enjoy getting caught in the rain, and I don't know the rest of the words to that. If I were to like pina coladas, I would like two of them, one for each hand, but since Garth Brooks sucks ass, I don't like two pina coladas. And I don't even actually know if that's Garth Brooks. I think it is, though. Let's see. Parse says, I know it's horrendously early for asking questions, currently 2:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I won't be online tonight to hear the show. Any chance of a slash again command for the chat? And Parse goes on to explain what this slash again would do. It's basically the same thing as the slash CONV or conversation command that I think Fusiliban asked for a long time ago, and I keep saying that I'll give him and give everyone, but I keep not doing it. Which is basically a command to send a PM to the last person that you sent a PM to, because slash reply is constantly misfiring because of people sending you messages in between you getting your last message and you sending the reply, and that's kind of irritating. I just basically don't ever use reply because I'm always afraid that that's going to happen. And yes, so I'll definitely be doing something like that. I need someone send. No, I always got to pardon me. Let me start over. No, in fact, I'm not even going to say what I was about to say. Yeah, I'll try and remember the slash CONV thing, or slash again. Also, this might be a stupid idea, says Ponkos, but in the accomplishments section, will you put something in there for people who reached the top before Ascension was finished? If you mean, like, reach the top of the Sorceress Tower, then probably not. But, I don't know. The problem with that is that it's one of those things where it's sort of hard to determine whether you're done or not. I mean, is it like somebody who got all the trophies before that? It's a little vague. So, I don't know. Probably not add that to the pile of stuff. Let's see. Vladjimir says, will the PvP system in Fernsworthy's basement work differently once Ascension is implemented, or maybe only at a later stage, or not at all? That's another thing. I still haven't exactly decided what I'm going to do with the basement, because I know a lot of people are pretty proud of how far they've gotten in the basement, and I don't really want to just, like, you know, necessarily screw those people out of their progress for ascending. You know, I might do some kind of, like, lifetime basement delving total sort of thing. But I don't know. Let's see. Concord says, will the pickle factory be around after Ascension? You know, again, no one but Odysseus may know the hour of its coming and going. And please don't create an account called Odysseus to ask that smart-ass question. It was funny once. But yeah. Let's see. Amazing Upa says, what about being able to make your own name blue, like the names of those in your contact list? You know, that's something that I never think of, because my name is differentiated from everybody else's names in the chat, because my name has the extra hot lavender, which, lest you think otherwise, lavender is by far the least gay color in the homo rainbow, which is why it's the awesome color that I've decided to use. But, yeah, that's actually, almost everyone who has written their own chat client to go on top of mine has done that, so I'm thinking that it might not be the worst idea in the world to just do that for everyone, just make it so their own name shows up in blue, like, all the time. It wouldn't be that hard for me to do, again. You know what, maybe I should get a piece of paper, and I should actually write down the things that I'm promising that I'm going to do so that I don't have to listen to the entire show later, like I sometimes do. Alright, this is the sound of me shuffling papers, and this is the sound of a Pilot Precise Rolling Ball V5 Extra Fine. Speaking of Extra Fine, got to hang out with Mr. Skullhead's mom a little bit. Oh yeah. And it's just not as fun when he's not here to play along. Let's see, so what was I gonna remind myself? I was gonna remind myself of the CONV command, own name in blue. Okay. Amazing Upa also says, will there be a countdown to Ascension, i.e. T-minus 48 hours, or will it be a, hey, Ascension is next rollover kind of deal? There will be a countdown. I was actually thinking of putting a countdown up today, partially to sort of, you know, say to people, hey, this is how many days until Ascension rolls out, and partially to say to myself, hey, this is how many days you have to finish everything up and get Ascension rolled out. I apologize for the sort of lack of progress in the last week, but as I'm sure you can tell, I've been a little under the weather. I sound better today than I sounded at any point in the last week. So yeah, hopefully I can. I got a decent amount of work done today on tying up some loose ends, and hopefully it won't be that many more days. Maybe if I. Once I read through our little testing form again and sort of try and organize, I've still got all the work on the whiteboard from the summit, and it's a gigantic really daunting to-do list, but almost all of it is done. So I think I may go through and reorganize that, and once I get a better idea of exactly what and exactly how much stuff is left for me to do before it rolls, then I may or may not put up the 5-day countdown. The biggest delays now are in testing hardcore ascensions, because they take a long time for people to do. Even the testers who basically can play, you know, an infinite number of days in a day, it's still, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do. You have to play a lot of turns to get through an entire run without hitting the mall or without hitting a clan stash or getting anything from anybody else. And it's just, we had been so busy testing normal ascension stuff that it really wasn't until last weekend that we got any hardcore testing done at all. And I know that, you know, hardcore is one of the things that's going to become pretty important to people who are, like, really trying to prove that they are KOL badasses. That does it for the questions that came in between last week's show and then when I started paying attention and flushed out the old bugbear messages. So now I can load the new bugbear messages. There's probably going to be a lot of stammering and stuff because, you guys know from prior radio shows that, holy crap, there's a lot of people playing right now. That I get distracted by things that are in front of me and find myself unable to talk. And the sinus issues aren't helping that either. So, maybe we'll just try and go a little slower pace for the show. So let's see. Let's scroll down to the bottom and see if anybody said anything or if there aren't any problems. Now, looks like everybody can hear what I'm saying, so no problems with the mic, apparently. I'm happy. I'm happy that I've managed to get started and get going with no technical difficulties. A lot of it is not using Skype, because Skype and the radio are strange bedfellows. Jesus asks, accompanied by a heavenly choir, so what's going on with the unable to connect errors recently? Yeah, should have been a joke question, I know. I'm not sure what's going on with the unable to connect errors, because a lot of them are coming from the secondary database server, which is under no load at all. I don't know if there's weird botting going on, because I think it is sort of possible if somebody really wanted to waste a bunch of database connections just by calling a bunch of scripts over and over again, but I'm not entirely sure why that keeps happening. It doesn't seem to correspond with lag, and it doesn't seem to correspond with a high number of people playing either. So I don't know. No harm can come of that. There's no chance of it damaging data integrity or anything, so yeah. Bobo the Bum says, dang it, I know you have 10 million? 10 million? Yeah, no commas. 10 million of these, but I would like an update of rough estigas on when Ascension is a-coming. So I think I kind of covered that. MFailerFish says, would you change the custom outfit limit to 11? 11 is ridiculous, but 10 isn't. I thought it was a good idea, but you might not. Sure. Maybe I'll do that. One thing that I've also been meaning to do is make it so you can have more than 10 macros, because I was looking at that, and I first thought that it was going to be a pain in the ass because of the way it was coded, requiring a single digit, but I don't think that's actually true. So, I believe we'll be okay there. I think I can do that, and maybe I'll let you have more custom outfits too. I suppose that as people are ascending and going through and having to actually use more equipment for different circumstances, that they're actually having to, you know, deal with game challenges, so they'll want to be using stuff that gives elemental protection and stuff like that. That it might be handy to have more than 10 or more than 11 custom outfits, but I don't know. Werewoman Anna says, is it the real-life Jick talking? Yes, it is. In the flesh. Texas Kiwi says, and by the flesh, I mean Scully's mom's flesh. Texas Kiwi says, Jick, do you have any comment on the recent DNS problem that occurred? I don't. I'm not entirely sure that it was a problem with Kingdom of Loathing, because it seems like people who were experiencing that were also having some other random problems connecting to other sites. The fact that you could get here by IP but not name implies that it is a DNS problem, but I almost never talk to the tech support guys at my host, but typically if there was something going on that was on their end, they do a pretty good job of notifying me when stuff is messed up. So, I don't know. There were still some people having these problems today, which is of some concern, because I was thinking that it was something that had gone away or was going to go away pretty quickly. So we'll have to see. If people are still, if it's still messed up in a couple of days, then I can try and get a hold of the tech support. Yes, asks a question about skill retention in Ascension. When we ascend a second time, can we keep two skills from our second class and not keep the one we first kept from our first Ascension? It was, when I initially coded it, it was like that, but then that ended up being kind of problematic with Hardcore. So, basically, it's been changed. The way that it works now is there's no longer sort of staggering of skills you can keep. You get one skill per Ascension. When you ascend, you pick one of the skills that you took with you through this prior run through the game, and you mark it as a permanent skill. And if the prior run was Hardcore, then it gets marked as a Hardcore permanent skill. And if the prior run was Normal, then it gets marked as a Normal skill. And then when you ascend again, when you actually, you know, hit the button to ascend and sort of remort as a level 1 character, you get all of the Hardcore skills if you're in Hardcore. Or, if you're not in Hardcore, you get all of the skills, entirely all of the permanent skills. So it's no longer possible to get rid of, and more importantly, it's no longer possible to accidentally fuck up and forget to take skills with you, which happened to a few people during testing, and it was just really irritating. If you had 5 Ascensions worth of skills from different classes, and you suddenly just forgot to retain those skills, or forgot to retain any skills at all, because there was nothing actually forcing you to retain that many skills, or if you ascended into Hardcore, where you couldn't take any skills with you, then you would just lose all that progress and have to go through a bunch more times to get those skills, and that totally sucked. So it changed. IRLL, I roll the blunts with no vowels except for the E in the, says, will the Mr. Store familiars in your terrarium be usable if you Hardcore ascend? Yes, they will. Right now, the way it is... same deal. When you ascend Hardcore, you get your one familiar at full weight, and the rest of the familiars in your terrarium go to 0 pounds and 0 kills, and that's how that goes. Which, you know, it does give an advantage to people with Mr. Store familiars, and it's a pretty significant advantage, but at this point, you know, it's possible through judicious normal play to acquire a Mr. Store familiar through in-game means, you know, with not a lot of... especially the ones that turn out to be important, the most important, like the Cheshire Bat. That's what the testers are using pretty effectively. You know, it doesn't take that long peak farming or messing with the market to be able to afford a couple Mr. Accessories in the mall and be able to get one of those, so... Yeah. Glub says, Glub wants to know if there will be Series 2 of Tiny Plastic Figurines soon. Jick wants to also refer to himself in the third person while answering this question, and Jick would like to say that probably not soon. There may eventually be a Series 2 of Tiny Plastic Figurines. At least that was what I wanted to imply by putting Series 1 on the existing set, but I don't have any plans to get rid of those just yet. Expand says, the color blue is a little confusing when the function is set for stop coloring friends in chat within the accounts menu. Any chance of changing colors? Thanks for your time. I know a lot of people have complained that the fact that they're in blue makes it hard to differentiate between private messages and stuff that's being said by your contacts in chat, but, I don't know. The person suggested blue, and I like having it, you know, blue for contacts. I don't really want to change the color of private messages. One thing I should do, the reason that when you emote, the entire thing is in blue as your contacts is because I like having it to where when I emote, the entire thing is in purple, because then everybody's like, OMG, lol, when Jake emotes, everything is in purple. Or lavender. So I just piggybacked the contact coloring code onto the code that colors my name in everybody's chat, and so that was sort of unanticipated that their entire emote was blue, which that is the more confusing thing is, because I mean, in general, when somebody sends you a private message, it's blue out on the right where nothing else is blue. So I think that change alone would go a long way towards making everything okay. Let's see. Goddess of Beauty, suggesting a hangover effect. You know, I don't want to put a hangover effect in the game because I want the game to reflect reality as closely as possible. And drinking, you know, like, you can pretty easily drink 20 beers in one night and not get a hangover the next day. So why should drinking 20 beers give you a hangover in the game? I mean, it's, you know, it's okay to make things unrealistic if they're especially funny, you know, but why make it that weird? Let's see. Ricker Scott says, when someone buffs you, I bet you can't add the number of turns to the message you receive by the end of the show. Well, now, since I'm flying solo here, I'm not going to do any coding during the show because nobody wants to listen to me type in the same way that nobody wants to listen to me cough or burp, which was unexpected, or constantly be blowing my nose. But let me write that on my little list here. Duration... on buff notifications. Man, the NyQuil is coming back to haunt me. NyQuil, by the way, is tastes like licorice. And licorice is, that flavor is made from a plant called anise. And it's really no coincidence that that sounds so much like anus. In case you were wondering how Jake felt about the taste of NyQuil. Let's see. Moxious Mouse says, I would just like to thank you for your swift and thorough punishment of the Trade Foundation looter. Really restored a lot of my faith in this game. Yeah, you know, it's not that I don't care about people looting clans. It's that, you know, I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people are screaming that I'm, like, playing favorites to high-profile stuff. But really, in this case, the thing that pissed me off about what this asshole did to the Trade Foundation is that the Trade Foundation is an organization that exists... that kind of allows the people who are involved in it to spend a lot of money for no other reason than to be nice to people. And so, fuck you if you're gonna hurt them, you know? Like, it's... I don't know. Yeah, it's just... the whole situation made me angry. Let's see. Mustard Seed says, hey guys, Overlord MMM and Ravian are attempting to marry on KOL, but they won't do it without Jick's blessing. Do you think you could give it to them? It would be very sweet. I don't know which one of them is the girl, so I don't know which one of them is asking for a dowry, if that's what they're talking about, but probably not. Sure, go ahead and get married in the chat, but I gotta say that if I was playing this game, I would probably make fun of people for getting married in the chat, so people are gonna make fun of you for getting married in the chat. But, you know, people make fun of people for everything. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Let's see. Jick says, Jick doesn't say anything. Well, he does, but not to me. Well, sometimes he does to me, but not right now. Opera Ghost says, Jick, can you tell people who are having problems getting into KOL to check out radio-kol.com for a fix? Probably people who are having problems getting into KOL are not listening to the show. But, yeah, I know Giggs had put together a hosts file that people could use... which would make it so these DNS problems didn't affect you. I know that they were somewhere in the public Warehouse 23 forums, and I'm sure they're posted somewhere on Radio KOL now, so if people can get to that, yeah. Opera Ghost says, when you adventure in the Dungeons of Doom, your last adventure is the Daily Dungeon. Why is that? I don't know. That shouldn't be. Tasselfoot asks a question that I'm sure a lot of people have asked down below here. Will tiny plastic swords be changed to break, or will they remain with their current ability to last forever? I don't know. It's cool that my one little comment in that one thread, you know, a single sentence basically, spawned an 11-page thread of arguments back and forth about whether the sword should break or whatever. But I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It won't be soon if it changes, and yeah. I don't know. So don't worry about it. I don't want to create market frenzies or speculation panics or a riot. Especially a come on feel the noise style quiet riot. Let's see. The Narpas says, Dear Scully, what was the link to that internet journal you used to keep? I read it all, promptly stole the Life is Grand phase, and I then lost the link. continued, but that was apparently a lie, because it wasn't continued. I guess I shouldn't have read that, because I don't actually know the answer. Oh, no, the Narpus... Oh, what the hell? Why did I miss that? I'd love to look it over again while Jake is blabbing on about his penis or his beer. Well, I'm not drinking beer right now, and one of the weird side effects of this lung infection is that I also no longer have a penis. So no worries about that, the Narpus. Matrix Michael says, how did you decide for pasta to be magical and turtles to be strong? Please briefly explain the origin of each class. The origin of the classes. I was sitting at my computer in the period of time that I spent, which is like about a week, developing the first incarnation of KOL, and I was like, I should have character classes that don't do anything at all. And then I just sort of made them all up. And the only one that I couldn't think of was... the only one that didn't just pour right out as soon as I tried to type it was the Sorcerer. And I was also sort of disappointed with that, but apparently people like it, so I guess it's okay. But that one was forced. It's one of those things where I'm like, all right, I need another magic class. What should it be? Damn it, I can't think of anything. I don't know. I just like the word postomancer. I don't know if I saw it. I don't think I saw it somewhere before I put it in here. I think I made it up. And I always thought that clubbing seals was funny. Not really, because seals are cute, and I don't like people being cruel to animals, but just the idea that somebody would, you know, have as their job a seal clubber. That's, you know. And then a turtle tamer was just because it seemed like, what's a ludicrous thing to tame, you know? How could you tell if a turtle's tame or not? Unless it's a snapping turtle, I guess. Those were pretty mean. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, why haven't you called another company to get your bathroom fixed? You know, I'm still able to do all the things that I need to do in my bathroom with the problems that it has right now, so it just hasn't been a priority. And plus, I'm spending all my money on getting my solid gold Ferrari tuned up, because you'd be amazed at how poorly an internal combustion engine made out of solid gold works. It's pretty much, I can get about a block down the road before it melts and I have to have a new engine put in. Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there a way that we can invite people into our clan rooms, maybe have a guest of clan function, or how about private rooms? That is a pain in the ass, and is probably not going to happen anytime soon. One thing that Fusiliban messages me and asks about is, how's it going on the clan whitelist function? Once I do the clan whitelist, which is another thing I'll put on my little list here, clan whitelist. So basically what that means is you'll be able to apply to a clan, and if they have you on their whitelist, then you will be assigned a rank and accepted, well rather, you will be accepted into the clan and assigned a rank as soon as you apply. So basically that would make it so, you know, if you wanted somebody to be able to migrate back and forth between their own clan chat and yours, you could just whitelist them in both clans, and then they would be able to do that. They wouldn't be able to be in, you know, both of them at the same time, but yeah, the way the clan chat works is really, really janky and really just kludgily hard-coded on top of the normal chat. I every once in a while I think, you know what, I've just figured out a trick for doing a private chat room, chat channel, and I've actually just kind of thought of another trick for maybe being able to do private chat channels, which I don't know why I'd never thought of this before. Because right now, the way it works is when you're in the clan chat channel, you see everything that's typed into the clan chat channel by people who their clan field and their player record is the same as yours. So, which is why every once in a while you can get it stuck in that weird clan zero chat. I don't remember how that happened, and last time I got in there, I didn't see anyone else, so maybe that's fixed, and maybe that doesn't happen anymore, but I mean, people who don't have a clan are all in clan zero, and Max Demian actually just figured out something that was pretty awful. He passing clan equals zero to the show clan page, and so it just gave you a list of every single person in the game who didn't have a clan, which was database slog-tastic, and giant page full of nonsense. So yeah, thanks, Max. Max is a good bug finder. But yeah, so maybe, like, let's say I made the ability to temporarily designate a private chat room and invite people into it. So it would basically be /private, and there would be another field in the player table that would work just like clan, except it would be temporary and changeable by the owner of the private channel. The thing is, it wouldn't be able to have like a clever name. It would just probably be something like private, or maybe I would call it like bathroom, so you could invite people into specific bathrooms to talk, or something like that. You know, maybe it should be something funny and not stupid. This is what happens when Mr. Skullhead isn't around. I kind of flounder. I don't get a lot of feedback, and so I'm left to make fun of myself when I say dumb things. This is also what happens when I take NyQuil. It doesn't make me sleepy. It just makes me zonky, and also makes me use words that don't mean nothing, like loop did and zonky. YQM says, and this is something cool. Hello, I run the Radio KOL Player Made Music site. Is there any way you would allow me to put a link similar to the picture link into people's profiles? That would actually be pretty cool. I think one thing it would do was, in the same way that putting the picture link in the profiles encouraged a lot more people to send their pictures into the Player Picks page. And let me take this opportunity to again thank Thor the Mighty and Adra Stia, who changed her name graciously had me change her name graciously because it was getting too confusing with her and Ada in chat. So anyway, thanks to them, big ups to them, mad props to them for their incredibly gracious and some word that means diligent, such as diligent, work in maintaining the Player Picks page. You guys are awesome. And yeah, YQM, we should talk, because it'll be pretty easy for me to give you an interface like theirs for just designating that people have player-made music on there. And I think having that there would encourage more people to kind of put their music out. And YQM has generously offered to handle all the bandwidth and all the hosting for that. So it's really no skin off the lag beast's back. Lady Syra says, sometimes when I fight, it says attack with your blank and then nothing else. That should be fixed. If anybody is still getting that today, let me know, and I will evaluate my stance that it's fixed for possible alteration of that stance. Pokey says, can you change the closet so it's more like the inventory? If so, could we make our own sections? And I love the games, keep it, and yes, people, I do own the record for stupidest question. Okay, that was confusing. The closet used to work like the inventory. The thing is, I kind of see the closet, and this is one thing that's going to suck post-Ascension, and the people are going to complain about, is that the only problem I see with the current layout of the closet is that it is impossible to view the description of an item. That shouldn't be too hard to fix. I think that if I might be able to put a little, I don't know, maybe I can draw a little magnifying glass. Actually, I already did draw a little magnifying glass. And put it next to the thing on there so that when you're in those lists of items, like in the closet and in the clan stash, that you can view. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. I should do that, because that'll solve a bunch of problems all at once. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, hey, I just saw the Tech TV interview, and in a normal setting, your eyes are very un-Will Ferrell-like. Was that a Pokemon shirt you was wearing? No, it was not a Pokemon shirt. I was right. Actually, curiously enough, I am wearing the same shirt right now that I was wearing on the Tech TV interview, and it is, you guys will see these, because the Pretentious Artist has, he did some screen prints a couple years ago when he was still in school that were a bunch of these characters that he gave names to, and he's made a bunch of T-shirts of with these characters on it, and they're cool. They're going to take the world by storm as soon as we start actively trying to sell them. That's one of the sort of non-KOL ventures that Asymmetric Publications is doing, is we're trying to get some of his stuff out there, trying to get some T-shirts sold. So once the store opens, which, that'll be, like I keep saying, my paramount priority post-Ascension, you'll be able to buy some slick T-shirts that will make women want to have sex with you. like they do with me, especially after my Tech TV interview. Speaking of publicity, I got a message the other day from PC Gamer, which is cool because they're asking me. They said they've been getting a lot of letters about Kingdom of Loathing, and they did a little thing, and somebody in the forums confirmed that this actually came out. So I need to go buy a copy of this, or five copies for my mother, as I tend to do. Well, one copy for my mother, and then one for her to send back home to my family in the sticks, so that they can share their local boy made good stories, and wonder why I don't ever write them. Let's see, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, PC Gamer. There's a little blurb about Kingdom of Loathing in the letters section of PC Gamer, and after they wrote that and it was going in, they decided that they were going to do a longer thing. What I believe would have to be a longer thing next issue, which I'm pretty excited about. So I'm sending them some stuff, and they're gonna do some kind of email or instant messenger interview if it actually goes through. I don't know how. I mean, in the past, whenever any magazine or anything has contacted me about something like this, it has always eventually happened, but sometimes it's taken several months, like with Surge magazine, which I don't think anybody reads. And I think the reason that took several months is because they actually ran out of money and didn't put out an issue for several months. But, yeah. So, anyway, I eventually just randomly bought it at the airport and found the Kingdom of Loathing thing in it, which makes me kind of happy. I like being able to go to a store and open up a magazine that's, like, in a mall, in a store, excavating for a mine near my house, and see something that I drew in it. It makes me feel like a big shot. Sephiroth says, any chance of some kind of turtle for the turtle tamers to tame? You know, throughout the course of the entire game, I've always thought that it would be, I should really do something like that. There should just be some weird, like, sort of chocobo breeding kind of game that the turtle tamers could do. And that would be cool. That'd be neat. I think it'd be fun. Especially now that, you know, with Ascension in place, everyone will eventually be able to be a turtle tamer if they want to be. That was kind of the problem. Like, I wanted to make it good and cool and big, but I didn't want to make it so, you know, only a very limited number of legitimate players who didn't feel like running more than one character or using multis or abusing multis would be able to see it. But the cool thing, and there's quite a bit coming down the pipe of, like, class-specific content, which I'm going to feel a lot freer to do post-Ascension just because, you know, you'll be able to get through. The thing is, in normal Ascension, if you've got a lot of stuff, you're going to be able to get through in probably a week and a half or 2 weeks. It's going to take no time at all, really, for you to play through the entire game as every class. So, you know, I won't feel as bad about putting stuff in that only, you know, a limited number of people will see, because it's stuff that, you know, everyone can see. Thok says, what does it take to get a bug finder blade? Infinite meat, item duplication. I asked because I found and reported a bug and got no reply. Was it not serious enough? A lot of times minor bug replies don't get personal responses. And that sucks, and I wish that there were 124 hours in a day instead of just 24. Well, actually, no, I don't, because I'd hate to have to wait, like, 5 days to start drinking if I was waiting for it to be a certain time of the day. But, you know, I wish they had stuff like that drug that Robert Heinlein envisioned, where they somehow isolated in marijuana the thing that makes time slow down and created some drug that lets you have, like, a two-week vacation that only takes, like, 5 minutes in objective time. That'd be kind of handy, because then I'd be able to, you know, respond to everybody personally. And I know there've been some stirrings that we've gotten a little bit out of touch with the community, and it's, believe me when I say, because this is really from the bottom of my heart, that I do not mean to be like that. It just a combination of we've been incredibly busy. You will see when this comes out how much stuff there is. And a lot of it, you know, a lot of it you won't see. A lot of it has been, you know, stuff that's not visible on the surface, which was why I did such a horrible job of estimating how long all this stuff was going to take. But, you know, I do read the forums. I read almost everything that's in discussion. It's just that I, you know, a lot of times I just feel like me weighing in on a topic would, make people think that there was some mandate from on high that things were supposed to be a certain way, and in most cases it's not supposed to be like that. You know, that's really not not the sense that I want to create about these things. But I should spend more time sort of trying to maintain a feel for what the community is doing. And, you know, this summer, when Mr. Skillhead's out of school, his duties as the sort of community liaison and community manager will ramp up many, many fold. And really, I'm hoping that we're going to, you know, with once I get done and can relax and sort of unpucker my butthole about Ascension, I really hoping we're going to usher in just a new era of hippie free love, relaxation and friendliness for the entire kingdom and all of its denizens. And so anyway, sorry if it seems like I'm ignoring you. I'm not. But to answer Thok's question, the Bug Finder Blade, you know, there really is no Bug Finder Blade policy. There's never been a case, I don't think, where I haven't given one to somebody who didn't already have one if they found an item dupe or an Infinite Adventures bug or an Infinite Meat bug or, you know, an Infinite Stat bug. But, I mean, basically an Infinite Adventure bug becomes all of those. Which, there aren't a lot of those left, which is a good thing. You know, but I mean, there wasn't even ever really a policy on the Bug Finder Blades anyway. It was just the only reason anybody knew about them was because of a very, very old announcement from, like, the first couple months of the game. Speaking of which, I wanted to plug, and I may have said something, but it's been so long, and my mind is so gone that I may have said something about this before, but I'm very excited about the fact that Cold Front picked up Trogdor's History of Loathing, because that thing was friggin' awesome, and I'm really hoping that some people can kick in, and you know, if there's anything I can do to help, I would love to help them with this to keep that thing going, because that, for me, it was just a fascinating read, because he sort of just reconstructed everything based on the announcements and the forums. And I was just like, wow, you know, like, this is documented in a way that's just so much better than I remember it, even. And that's cool. But anyway, check it out on Cold Front as the History of Loathing. Radar says, when are you going to do something about Uncle Peas? Will we see the penguins again during Ascension? Not during Ascension, but, you know, that's another one of those things that I'm planning on doing. If there's one thing that this Ascension thing has taught me, it's that I shouldn't give firm predictions on when I'm going to do stuff. So, you know, not to be a dick about it, but just, yeah. Oh, let's see. Balex2290 says, can you make it so the clan lists displays who PvPs and who doesn't? Perhaps add a search option to look for members of a certain clan. Ah, I can see that. That would be a handy tool for a perpetuating clan rivalry, which is, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, I'll consider that. I will write that on my list. PvP clan differentiation. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a big deal to just put, like, PvP in parentheses after their name on the clan list. Sifter says, say I ascend a few times, I've gotten all the skills I want. You said there will be a cap on the stats you get so that you will max at level 15. After that is maxed, when I adventure, am I still going to get you gain XX mysteriousness when I adventure, or will those be taken out since I won't really be getting them? The idea of a hard level cap like that is very, very old. That is no longer a part of our plans for Ascension. What I mean when I say things capping at level 15 is, I mean, right now, I'm pretty sure that the clan gym, I mean, like, PvP stat gains, the stats that you get from somebody above level 15, ooh, that reminds me of something else that I should tell you guys about. The stats you get from hitting somebody that's level 16 are the same as the stats you get from hitting somebody that's level 15. And that may or may not happen with the shore. I haven't decided yet. I mean, it used to be like that. Then I removed it. It used to be like that with monsters, too. And then I removed it because of Fernsworthy's basement. But it may go back just because, you know, there is, with the exception of the shore and the basement, there is no content for people above level 15. And so, I mean, I kind of want to discourage people from existing above level 15 because once you get up there, you're playing a game that isn't any good because there's nothing for you to do. But, I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of there's a lot of diamonds, and there's a lot of clubs who are very much into the idea of just watching those numbers get higher. And so, I mean, and I think JLE's concerns that he voices pretty consistently and pretty articulately are certainly valid. And that, you know, even though, and this comes up in the forums a lot, and I've really relaxed about this a lot in my dotage, but I don't want people to think that I want you to play the game a certain way and that I'm pissed off when you don't. But at the same time, there are always going to be things that work better if you're playing the game the way that I envision the game being played. Just because I have to make decisions about the way stuff is going to be. And I'm going to make those decisions, you know, based on what I would want to see if I was playing the game. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. While I understand that people don't want me to cap the shore, people don't want me to, you know, because they want to be able to keep diving into the basement. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know what I want the sort of post-ascension landscape to look at as far as that goes. Because, you know, I can make it so you're not just going to be dominating the leaderboard, at least the primary leaderboards, the important leaderboards that people are going to care about. So, I mean, really, what do I care if you just keep inflating your stats up? I mean, that's a good point. So, I don't know. That's just another one of the many decisions we have to make. Madame Defarge says, you once mentioned the idea of putting shelves in our display cases so we could separate items. Any more thoughts on that? Yeah, that's something I'll do, but that's way back burner at this point. So probably not soon. Garland asks an interesting question. Jick, any news on the Jick and Pretentious Artist Loveline show? I'd definitely listen to that if you guys did it. Yeah, I still want to do it, and the Pretentious Artist has not yet moved in. He's still planning on it. It'll probably be sometime, I'm guessing, like the end of next month, so it'll be a little while before that happens. But yeah, I mean, I'm still into the idea, he's still into the idea, and it seems like, I mean, granted, I feel like I'm kind of in a position where if I say, hey, everybody, how would you like it if I did this? People are going to say, hey, that'd be great, whether they're really evaluating it objectively or not. But I don't know. It would be neat to be able to, I think it would help this show out some, too, if I had an opportunity to just act like a dumbass on the radio and just talk about stupid, funny things instead of whatever. Rickett says, so why do you broadcast at 64 kilobits per second rather than 24, Jack? I don't know. Maybe I thought it was supposed to be 64 when I set this up. I've been afraid to touch my SAM settings since I started doing this, because I don't want to screw it up. Dark Kobold says, will lifetime turns still be recorded after you ascend? Yes. Your turns played on your profile will show the total number of turns played by the character. The way the number of turns an ascension takes is tracked is actually the record in the ascension table shows how many turns you had played when you completed that run. So basically, that's a handy way of ordering the ascensions, figuring out how long each one takes. And yeah, I'm trying to not lose any information when you ascend. I mean, there are going to be certain things that are lost, like what room were you in on the strange leaflet, but stuff that really nobody cares about. That kind of thing. Wow. Again, I'm imagining that I'm not going to run out of questions today. This is pretty cool. Let's see. Rancid Headphone says, hello, Jick plus not Scully. Is there an intended use for the Tisk and Tasket, or are they doing exactly what they're meant to do? You know what I mean. They're doing exactly what they're meant to do. That was just a joke. That was Hot Stuff's idea. Let me see. Reading. Grunchfan says, is it just me, or do chefs in the box explode more often than bartenders? If this is true, why? I'm going to say that it is just you. But let me check. I'm going to listen to me typing. This is actually something that I can... let's see. Bartenders in there. Cook... Nope, it's exactly the same. So it's just you. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, why has the mosquito been made a bitch to gain? Actually, nothing changed about the drop rate on that. Rancid Headphone says, if the chainsaw is an anachronism, why are there photoneutron torpedoes? I think you mean proto-neutron torpedoes. Because, as Final Fantasy has taught us, robots are not anachronistic anywhere. And there. Yeah. Let's see. Black Belt Duck says, Jick, when in doubt, codeine. Codeine. Yeah. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, I made a video about KOL from Clay. Can I show it to you sometime tonight? Sure. Send a message with a link to it. Stagadar says, do you read Make a KOL on the forums? Do you consider the ideas? How much? It's been a long time since I read Make a KOL, I have to admit. Every once in a while I'll go through there. But it has been a long time since I did it. And it's, you know, there are just more pressing things that I should comment on. So the time that I do have to read the forums, I'd like to, you know, spend on the ones where people are sort of waiting for answers on stuff. Let's see. Fusilaban points out that Final Fantasy VI had a chainsaw. Yeah, I know. So did, I played through... This was irritating. I went and I bought Final Fantasy Legend 2 and 3 for Game Boy on actual Game Boy cartridges at my local GameStop because I like those games. I like the whole deal where you can, like, be a monster and you eat other monster meat and, turn into different monsters, and then I was playing through with, like, a party of mostly robots, because that's cool, and I did have a chainsaw. Then I got to this one fight that I just can't beat, so that sucks ass, and I got pissed off and stopped playing. Doogmonger says, do you celebrate Earth Day, Jick? This day I celebrated it by coughing and sleeping a lot. No, in general, I don't celebrate Earth Day, because I'm not that much of a hippie. I like recycling. Though. Let me see. Matrix Michael says, you are right. I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show and it sucks. Korn and King Ralph rock. Awesome. On the Tech TV interview, you sounded a lot different than you do on the radio. Have you gone through puberty since then? No, I don't know. I don't know why I would sound differently. Maybe the same filter that they put me through that made me look like I have a giant ass on the interview, they also made my voice higher. I actually do have a giant ass. Kalira says, when you say the counters are going to be reset as it stands, do you mean the shore trip counters or all trophy counters? That is kind of a tricky question, because the shore counter is actually a flag. Most of the other trophy counters don't rely on flags, they rely on the consumption table, which, is a table that lists diseases that early American settlers and Victorian Englishmen got. It's something I don't know. That I shouldn't have even started that. The consumption table is different. That will stay there post ascension because there are those, you know, people. Yeah, the whole 227 fettuccine and canoes. I don't want somebody to eat 226 of them and then ascend and be like, damn it, I worked so hard to get this last fettuccine and canu so that I could get the 227 fettuccine and canu trophy, and I didn't get it. Let's see. Sherbler says, a chemical compound, theobromine, which is found in cocoa, has proved more effective at stopping persistent coughing than codeine. Have a Hershey bar. But is it more effective than dextromethorphan hydrobromide, which is, of course, the delicious psychoactive anti-cough medication that's in NyQuil. One thing I noticed, NyQuil doesn't have alcohol in it anymore, as far as I can tell. It used to be that it was kind of funny because it would say, don't take this product with alcohol, and the product had alcohol in it. I should invent a cocktail that has NyQuil and whiskey. Because, man, I had some NyQuil and some whiskey at the same time the other night, and that was messed up. Let me see. Rockin' Trumpet, or Rosero Cathrian Trumpthrit, says, so, Jake, is the rumor true? Will you be instituting Ascension when the bub hits level 69? I'm not paying any attention to who, what, or when the bub decides to 69. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, I have had problems with / switch any thoughts. My first thought is, I wish you were more specific in your report. I'm not aware of any problems. And that's the kind of thing that would definitely get through to me as a bug report, because, you know, if it was something that Zly can verify real quick, which it seems like she would be able to do that I would immediately find out about it and be able to fix it. SpoonyBard121 says, I send a green PM to myself and I look at my profile and it shows that I have 11 million something meat while I currently have 2 million meat. That is because the public profile view the meat and turns played total update once per day. About that, I can only say, having been a member of Iocane Powder for a while, I now totally hate Iocane Powder. You jerks. And I'm just kidding, I like them. Let's see, Ramafarian says, how about an item sink in the form of a bonfire in the island, where you can throw stuff into the fire and get a percentage chance of charred or blackened cool things popping out? That's kind of neat. A long time ago, one of my old coworkers had the idea of a compost heap in the campground where you could dump food items into it and you would get a chance of having like weird plants grow on it or something. So that's kind of cool. EPeters02 says, have you seen the KOLopoly site that the Rye created? The KOL addicts think it rock soars. Yes, I've played a number of rounds of KOLopoly myself, and it is very cool. And it's really neat to see people doing stuff like that. I heart the Rye. Armac, I was asking about the tiny plastic swords again, so yeah. JLE says, can you put something in the accomplishments line or trophies for someone who completes all 21 Gord quests instead of just one? I thought that I already did that, but maybe I should. I'll put that on my list. 21 Gord Street. Oh my god, Johnny Depp is so dreamy. Mr. Bill says, you once mentioned an item to stop fumbling. Is that still going to happen? Yes, and that will make Shadow's Light very happy because he's been wearing one all throughout his last few ascensions, and I had screwed up the code that made it actually work. There are going to be a number of things that do that as various random effects. Primavera Angel Hair says, what about something to make your clanmates all a color? Not blue, maybe something else? I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. Dead Elvis. Question. How many programmers does it take to change a light bulb? Answer, it can't be done. It's a hardware problem. Okay. YQM says, yeah, can you change it so people's names are the only blue part when they emote? Yes, I can. Lord Coop says, you're sick. My sick indeed. Let's see. Bunny Bab says, are you planning to do anything to the Bayo's strength? There are rumors that you are going to nerf them. I don't know. Was I going to... I was thinking about maybe making them additive instead of multiplicative, but... And then I was also thinking about maybe making it so they don't stack, because that gets just ridiculous if you have three and they stack. So, again, not soon, so don't freak out and sell all your Bayos. Forget I said anything. Let me see. Mr. Bill says, how about that blank blank idea, eh? Blank plus blank? You'll be pleasantly surprised by some of the post-ascension content, Mr. Bill. It's that was so fun to write. I can't wait. Let's see. Arcone says, I just did /CONV in chat. It did nothing. Did you not just say it did something? It does do something. It represents an as-yet unimplemented feature. So, yeah. Let me see. Now I'm going to have to go through this process of reloading the bugbear messages so that I'll have more messages to read. And Mr. Skullhead is not here to provide witty banter in the interim. So, let me see. Ah, awesome. There are as many messages left as there have been so far, and there is not as much time left as there has been so far. Ponkos says, what are the major benefits of using a hardcore ascension? Largely, E-Penis++, but there's going to be some really... really neat rewards for ascending, and some just really, if you manage to ascend hardcore as all six classes, you're going to have some really hardcore, some really hardcore E-penis, but it's cool. Primavera Angel Hair says, shouldn't the Turtle Slinger be a ranged weapon? Yes, it should. Turtle Slinger, Range Zord. All right. MaxGuy56 says, is there any possibility that in the future, tattoos could give intrinsic effects, like frat boy give more adventures from beer, etc.? No, I don't want the tattoos to have any in-game effect. The whole point of tattoos is that they're purely decorative. let's see. Silverlock says, look, over there, something shiny. Where? Where? Let's see. Madame Defarge says, my poor adult Cheshire is so tiny now that he gets lost inside his tam and fills it up with guano. Please make him larger. Oh, but I like the drawing better. That was the only familiar that the drawing sort of went off the edge of the frame. Like, it was, Yeah. So, no, I like the change that I made to the thing, which is there. Let's see. Clothar says, wasn't the unable to connect a DNS issue? No, those two things didn't have anything to do with each other. MaxGuy56 says, is the first zone in the desert beach almost ready? I'm itching to adventure there. I think it's all written. I think it's all drawn. I think I just need to get off my keister and put it in there. It's going to make some people mad, by the way. not real mad, but kind of mad. And I'll let you speculate on why. SpoonyBard121. You SpoonyBard. What, you egg? Young fry of treachery. Will there be only one more chat channel? Because Slash Haiku was number 11, correct? Which is, after all, ridiculous. I made it so there can be 20 chat channels. And I also made it so in the future I could make it so there can be 30 or whatever pretty easily compared to today. Matrix Michael says, forgive me if this has already been asked, but could there please be a Who Is-like thingy for clans? Yeah, again... who is for clans? Man, I'm going to have a lot of stuff to do on this list. Much says, any chance of moving the shows onto an automatic podcast feed? I still need to figure out what the hell podcast means, because I've heard it's what all the hip kids are doing. Yeah. Archon says, didn't you put an end to Scully's mom jokes? Only when we're both together. When Scully does the show by himself, it's okay for him to talk about my mom, and when I do the show by myself, it's okay for me to continue to have sex with his mom. And, by the way, like Folger's coffee, the best part of Scully's mom's slit is OMG, to clit. That's a song I wrote when I woke up one day. Amazing Upa says, what about being able to use a spray paint on a cast? Oh, I see, to, like, autograph somebody's cast? No. Amazing Upa says, what about allowing clan leaders to set the karma values of items put into the stash? That is complicated and unwieldy, and I don't want to do it. So, sorry. No. I'm anxious sort of to see what people think about the changes that I did make, because I feel like it's relatively looter-proof now, but I don't know. Maybe this is not... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are issues at hand that I wasn't aware of. And I mean, you know, like JLE pointed out, there always are the looting thing, once you come down to the really bad cases, is primarily a people problem. And so no system change is whatever verb I was trying to come up with for that sentence. Thrarin says, will bottles of tequila, empty or full, become equipable items in the near future? I don't know, it might be cool to have a broken tequila bottle weapon that you occasionally get when you drink a bottle of tequila. Yeah. Magical Marinara says, would it be possible to make it so your avatar has what you have equipped? I tried to do that a long time ago, and a couple times, actually, and what I ended up doing was just spending hours and hours and hours dicking with PHP's automatic image generation stuff, and basically coming up with a bunch of stuff that just looked like shit, and so, no, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Maybe someday I'll make a standalone game and it'll have the awesome ability to show what you have equipped on your avatar and everyone will be super happy, but that's just not going to happen here. Not named said, gasp, while adventuring in third person, you referred to yourself as me. Yes, I did, and so did you just then. Red Knight says, dear Jick, I think for Series 2 of the Tiny Plastic Figures should come in packs where each pack has 3 figures. Is this good? Probably not for the Tiny Plastic Figures, but it might be cool to do a Trading X kind of thing for some thing in the future, you know, where you got a random pack of stuff. because I like opening packs of stuff that's random. Let's see. Da-da-da. The Chronomage says, I am sick too, Jick. Well, solidarity, brother or sister. Veer says, you're drunk off NyQuil. OMG. Matrix Michael says, I dare you to talk in the passive voice for the rest of the show. I have been dared by Matrix Michael to talk in the passive voice for the rest of the show. This question has been asked by Stolen. Why are there two types of ice cold beer? Haha. Yeah. You know what I keep meaning to do is change one of them to ice cold Sir Schlitz and one of them to ice cold Willer and have the Willer be in a bottle because it's like Willer High Life. No, I mean what has been intended to be done by me. Sorry. Sorry, Matrix Michael. I forgot. Primavera Angel Hair. No, okay, I already answered that. I mean, that was already answered by me. Let's see. Snack Admiral says, would it be too difficult to use something like PHP IRC, and it gives a SourceForge link to hold chat in IRC? I do not want to use IRC for the chat. I do not like it. Sam, I am. Because the chat is so integrated with it, like, I do a lot of administrative stuff in the chat, which makes it more of a big deal for me. You know, the chat's integrated with the contact list and all the stuff and the event notifications, and I don't want to have to write a sort of wrapper for IRC to force everything into there. And, you know, I also don't want random jackasses to be able to come and be in the chat without having any kind of authentication against our user database. So, I mean, I'm going to continue to, like, you know, try and refine the chat as much as I can. Man, you guys are gonna love Xenophobe's thing. He's got this sort of alternate chat interface that I'm gonna make semi-official and probably link to, and it's got features for different channels and different private message conversations in different panes on this one window, and it's slick and it works well, and it's the awesome. High on Bread says, why isn't there a Jickish food like there is spaghetti with skull heads? There is. There's Uncle Jick's brownie mix. And beyond that, I don't want to be so wanky as to write myself into the game in a lot of different places. Because, I mean, really, every part of the game has me in it. Yeah. Scully's mom occasionally has a little piece of me in it, too. Let me see. I'm looking. StinkoMan340 says, what are your plans with the Fez of Etymology? What I need to do is I need to make it so the Fez of Etymology can only be smithed after you've finished the Baron quest. That is what I'm going to do, and I just, it's a matter of getting around to doing it. So, again, you know, fucking up the speculation in the market for Fezes or feces, which is the actual plural of Fez, of Etymology. But yeah, those are gonna come back, and they'll end up being just as common. So, was it somebody else? Somebody else had an idea the other day for some other word kind of equipment that I was thinking might be cool to put in an item set with the Fez of Etymology, but I don't know. MaxGuy56 says, the clan trophies idea is awesome. I really hope this is implemented. Having, etc., items in stash, warfare victories, possibilities equal endless. Yes, they do. And that would be something cool to get people involved in, you know, more involved in their clans. I've been doing this kind of clan tour, and I went into Iocane Powder for a while, and then I was in Head Clan for a while, and then I'm currently in a Flub-a-Dub-Dub. Which, hold on one second. Sorry, had to do a little bit of coughing there. Ah, damn it. Sorry. Yeah, so one thing that I've really gotten a sense of that I never really had before was how into being in their clans people are. And I really feel like, you know, I mean, when I first added the clans, I was like, eh, whatever, this kind of wanky, nobody really cares. But people totally do, and I want more stuff for them to do. I want more ways for clans to identify themselves. I mean, people have done such an amazing job of creating these presences just with the, you know, with the sort of limited tools at their disposal, you know, that the game provides. But yeah, the clan trophy thing is a great idea, and I'll have to get with Riff more and see what we can come up with for that. Let me see. Primavera Angel Hair says, everybody should really thank Sewer Rats for making it so Radio KOL can stay on the air for the next 3 months. Thank you, Sewer Rats. Sewer Rats is one generous motherfucker. And I mean motherfucker in the most positive sense of the word. I also, just on behalf of everyone, also shot them some money from Asymmetrics coffers. So, the radio should be in no danger now. We should be in pretty good shape. Let's see. Magical Marinara says, do you come up with all your references by yourself, or do you have friends who help you with them? They're Scully's, they're mine, they're, you know, basically all of our friends. We just, it's weird. We have minds that work in very word-oriented ways, and so, really, I mean, a word comes up and it reminds us of something that also uses that word, and that's where all of this comes from. I mean, even the stuff that's like referencing things in songs, it is at its base just kind of goofy wordplay because we're language nerds. And here lately, it's getting more and more to where Scully's doing most of the writing, and just so good. I'm continually just amazed by the stuff that he comes up with. It's he's a funny dude. Funny looking, too. And I also banged his mom. Lord Coop says, why is Mr. A's so much meat? Because they're cool. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, if you're still doing your clan tour, might I suggest a stopover at the display case? I'm going to... please don't... I mean, not that like, this is like a, hey... go to hell, Tiny Plastic ANUS, but don't take this opportunity to solicit me to head through your clan. I'm just going to kind of bounce around randomly. Let's see. Somebody send me the URL for KOLopoly so I can pimp it, because I don't know it offhand. Sickbaka says, I may just be blatantly kissing your ass here, but thanks for visiting our clan and others in your current clan tour. It's good for PR. Keep it up and stay longer. Well, yeah, you know, it's fun, too. It's neat to see what the character of different people's clan chat channels are like, if nothing else. And, yeah, Flubbadub, there's some cool people in there. Some good stuff. Let's see. SpoonyBard121 says, what's the point of using a meat vortex? I've used it on the Yetis since they have the highest drop and only get 40 to 20 meat. That's an interesting way of saying 20 to 40. Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't even used to be usable in combat. They were just kind of a joke. They just took meat from you. They came in really handy on Black Sunday for giving you an effectively infinite amount of meat. That was really what they were for. God damn it. Let's see. Primavera Angel Hair says... Please remind people, he already knows, I wouldn't need to remind him, send player made music to me and specify if you want it on the player side or not, and I'm working on a contest of the official Kingdom Anthem. Okay, cool. Everybody, if you want, if you've made your own music, and I know a lot of stuff on YQM's site is not, oh, I'm sorry, Y_Q_M, okay, so apparently, according to Y_Q_M, Y_Q_M and YQM are two different people, but they both work on the site, which is god-awful confusing, but I think I'll get past it. When I add that interface for you, you guys will both be able to see it. But yeah, Premier Angel here, send him your player-made stuff, and it doesn't, at least according to what's already on YQM's site, it doesn't have to be music that's specifically about KOL, it's just if you're a player and you make music and you want to share it with other players, then... I mean, music about KOL is fun. let me see. JLE says, why not split the Turtle Tamer's empathy skill into two skills, an intrinsic +5 to familiar weight that only they can get, and a +5 buff that doesn't need to work differently for TTs? That's a good point. That was kind of something that we came up with when we were trying to decide how that would work. So it's basically like, it has less to do with whether you're a Turtle Tamer or not than whether you cast it on yourself or not. And it's kind of irritating that you'd get two effects of the same. I mean, you'd just be like, especially empathetic, and then empathetic. has two different effects. Wayno Insano 469 says, how about class exclusive familiars? TT equals turtle, seal clubber equals seals. Yeah, you know, probably be stuff like that eventually. That'd be another reason, you know, another way to encourage people to ascend through every class is to collect all those familiars. Adam Ethos says, Heinlein fans are sexy, except for the ones that decide to use the precepts of Stranger in a Strange Land to start creepy sex cults. And you know who you are, you creepy sex cult people. Yeah, Heinlein is okay. I really enjoyed Starship Troopers, and the rest of his books just seem to be like, oh, okay, it's an old guy who's physically disabled in some way and just has way too much sex, mostly with his children. Matrix Michael says, even though Linux sucks, you should know that you were in Linux Journal. My dad reads it. I don't. Really? That's interesting. I wonder where. Threren says, could you plug Jinya's Visual KOL site very briefly? Yes, I can, because it's really neat. It's, HTTP:// you don't really need that in chat, but it's, KOL.THREREYN.org. I really like that site, because basically that site, I go to it a few days after I add stuff, and it just it's just a much more organized version of my whiteboard. And I think that's the place that has those. After I did the booze revamp, they did the cool things, the little things where it was like a little flowchart of different thingies. let's see. Tawanda says, what do we do if the leader of our clan is inactive for a long period of time? Is there any way to change leadership? That is a good question. There should really be a policy in place for that. Like, if you're the leader of a clan and you're gone for, like, 30 days, then it should do something. Yeah, the Muffin King says, what about blind players in the hedge maze? This is an excellent point, and this was something that I meant to weigh in on in the forums. I had actually spoken in the past to some blind players who had expressed concerns about certain things, and there have been quite a few changes made to make the stuff more accessible. Stuff that didn't used to have alt tags, like the, I don't know why you would bother playing in compact mode if you were blind. This might have been for a different reason. But like the intrinsic things and stuff in compact mode didn't used to have alt tags, but now they do. And yeah, the hedge maze is something I should definitely do that. pardon me, I forgot to turn off the mic. Yeah, so that what I'll probably do on that is at least give all of those images alt tags that are like L-shape north/east or something like that, so that, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like trying to navigate it like that, but yeah, and I'll do something where you can tell like what's that is. Excuse me. Let's see. Seldon says, if you make a clan search field for POP or for PvP, can you make it default to Iocane powder? That's not a bad idea. Fishchew says, if Jick and Scully created the game, who are the 667 people whose IDs are beneath Scully's? Well, here's the deal. Scully was Mighty Bjorn, who was ID number 13, who was after my 2 through 11, which were testing accounts, 12, which was somebody else, and 13, which was Mr. Skullhead in his initial form. He just formed it to play it when I was first testing it. He didn't actually start working on it until quite a bit later. And he went on some work trip and got PvP'd down to zero stats. So he made a new account, and by the time he did that, the counter was up to, I think it's 600, and it was 687 people, because I think he's 688. Let's see. Shadows Light says, can you put in a checkbox on the PvP search function to look for only a specific type of class, like to look for purely for mist-based classes of a certain level and rank? What I might want to do is actually make like an advanced player search that has stuff like that, because that thing is going to get kind of unwieldy, if not. Nathan186 says, will custom avatars stay with people after they've ascended? Yes, they absolutely will. Zodiologist says, why is suntan lotion under food and drink? Same reason the barbells are, which is because people wanted it that way when I first divided up the inventory. They wanted all the stat boosters in with food and drink because they used them pretty frequently. I'm running out of steam. RoboNad says, can you make it so we can arrange our trophies? Probably not. Let's see. The Chronomage says, Jake, do you work on KOL when you have drank? If so, does it help or not? It helps with some things and hurts with some other things. Yeah. Tiny Plastic Armac says, you're doing well flying solo. Thank you, Tiny Plastic Armac. Does the Moxious Maneuver not work twice in a row on purpose? Because, you know, it's a sneak attack. There shouldn't... clarify that, please, Armac, because there shouldn't be anything different about using it a second time than using it the first time. Matrix Michael says, could you please put the search players button that is in the friends page in the buffs page since you took away the online players? Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. I'll write that on my little list here. Search players on skills page. Let's see. Xanthios says, I had a KOL dream in which I had a shower nozzle familiar and it had a rubber washer as equipment. Could you realize my dreams? Probably not, but that's cool. Let's see. Sarah says, speaking of the strange leaflet, how are you going to handle non-tradable familiars in Ascension, such as the fuzzy dice? That's a good question. And, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I think people are just kind of collecting Gru eggs to put in their display case. but, hey. Amazing Upa says, if you don't celebrate Earth Day, then you must really be a Republican hippie. I am a Republican hippie, and it kind of sucks. Famo God says, do you think there will be a way to search for a character by their location and probably make the location a set location, i.e., location, insert state, insert city? Well, I mean, the city and state would be a little Americo-centric, and I'm not enough of a Republican that I think America is the entire world. And also, I see very much potential for good in that, but I also see very much potential for harm. Even though it's publicly available, making it searchable is just a little, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Mega Proto says, do you think if you got cold enough that you could juice an orange with your rock-hard nipples? Maybe, although it would probably have to be like a kumquat or something, because oranges are very big. Let's see. Yogmaith says, DXM isn't psychoactive, it's a dissociative anesthetic. And the don't drink alky thing is because NyQuil has acetaminophen in it, which is bad for your liver. Yeah, I knew about the acetaminophen thing. I mean, I know in general, when you drink like I do, you're not supposed to take acetaminophen. But the sense I get that is that you're not supposed to take acetaminophen, like, all the time. That it's okay, you know, if you get sick and stop drinking for a few days to take some NyQuil. What I meant by DXM is psychoactive is, I mean, it's a cough suppressant that works by doing something to your brain rather than to your lungs. And, I mean, you know, yeah, that's, I didn't mean, like, psychedelic. Anyway, maybe Yogmaith knows, I'm sure Yogmaith knows more about this than I do, but that is the way. Let's see. Adam Ethos says, will you keep your picket and barbed wire fences in your campground after Ascension? No, you will keep nothing in your campground after Ascension. Scotty Girl C says, so, Jick, when are you going to rejoin Iocane Powder? We liked having you in the clan. Probably I'm not going to rejoin Iocane Powder. I'm probably going to go, onward and outward in my tour rather than looping back. And reload again. And let's see. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, ooh, ooh, idea. Foon plus fat dough equals matzah. Why would matzah have a foon in it? Drave117 says, I've been told to send this to you. How many Pastamancers does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he has to send it to a sorcerer first. Wow, I think that's the first Kingdom of Loathing light bulb joke. Sewer Rat says, I was wondering if you can add an AFK command this way. If somebody goes AFK, they can have an AFK message auto-respond for them to anyone that private messages them. Maybe. Maybe. JLE says, making the Turtle Slinger a ranged weapon is a problem because it would then work on the Turtle Tamer's weakest stat. That's a good point. Yeah. Ventulus says, Johnny Depp is a totally a hunk and you totally win at life. I do totally win at life. I will agree with that. Smoothatron says, have you ever been hit in the balls really, really hard? Tell us about a memorable experience, if yes. Yeah, the one memorable experience I have, which involved hitting myself in the balls really hard, is I don't want to go into that much detail on the radio. Maybe private message me later and I'll tell you a story. Pumpkin Eve says, I like the big smile bat picture better. Sad face. You know. Primavera Angel Hair says, hey, do you know I realize my diploma is the 11th unique item? Awesome. Well, that is awesome. Yeah. Madame Defarge says, just curious, is there a list maintained of people who've donated to the game and how much they have donated per player? It's not so much a list. There are records that, at the point where I started processing the donations manually, I mean, let's see, the point at which I stopped processing the donations, oh wait, I forgot passive voice, the point at which processing the donations manually was stopped by me, and the point at which processing them automatically was begun by my code. Since then, lists of donators are had by me, but yeah, it's hard for me to look at it. It's not something that I don't know if this is good or bad. I try to not pay a whole lot of attention to it because I, you know, again, I don't want it to be like this game is owned by the people who donate. It's more this. Yeah. JLE says, make zero karma items only takeable by infinite karma people. Zero karma items can still be looted. Yeah, I do intend to do that. Yeah. Drape117 says, an actual question. A friend of mine swears that she received a tiny plastic sword at the shore. Is this supposed to ever happen? No, she did not receive that. Lusty Pirate Wench says, will you please remind people that this is Mod Appreciation Week, so lay off the asshattery and stupidity for a while. Everybody, this is Mod Appreciation Week, so please lay off the asshattery and stupidity for a while. Stolen says, will you ever make an absinthe drink? I don't know. Yeah. I've been meaning to get some absinthe. That seems like the kind of thing that I would like. And I can, yeah, supposedly you can order it on the internet. Hey, if anybody knows a good way to order real absinthe, let me know. That's awesome. I have this whole army of people to do research about my vices for me. XYU says, are you any further on widening the text input for the chat? Zeno did it, and I just haven't gone through and adapted his code to mine, but I should, because I think he gave me a set of the code for it, and it should just be a matter of dropping it right in there. Meat Puppet says, what do you think about Olaf bot, the inconceivable stash bot? Here's something. If your clan uses a stash bot, send me a message and explain to me how it works. Because the reason, you know, I feel like the reason that stash bots exist, and I've seen some neat ones, the reason they exist is because they fill in gaps in the game functionality, and the thing is, I don't want there to be gaps in the game functionality. I want the stash to be flexible enough and useful enough that you don't have to write a bot for it. Yeah, unless you just want to, which that's cool too. But, yeah, I don't actually know anything about OlafBot. So, somebody who knows stuff about OlafBot, Olafabot, let me know. Send me a message to Jick and describe how it works, because it's cool. I kind of know how the Rise one, no wait, the Rye doesn't have one. Unless Xenophobes, I'm thinking, what am I thinking of? NPZR. I kind of know how NPZRs works. I talked to another guy who was making one, yeah. Okay, Legend Dan gives me a round coin with the word to it on it. Now I've got a round to it and a lot to own up to. Yeah, thank you. Sephiroth says, who is saying the description on item some inanimate voice? Oh, I get it. Okay, because sometimes the item descriptions say, like, I think, don't you think, that, and it's like somebody's talking to you. I don't have any idea who it is. Pretend that it's me or Mr. Skullhead. Actually, pretend that it's both me and Mr. Skullhead at the same time, and that we're hermaphrodites. Um... Unonymous says, can you make it so not adding a value in KMail is same as your display case, i.e. send all? No, that would really mess people up. All right, Java Joe sends me a link to the Rise KOLopoly game. http://www.therye.co.uk. That's therye.co.uk/KOLOPOLY. KOLopoly. And you shouldn't, let me verify this before I omit it, but you shouldn't actually need the index.php. KOLOPOLY. And does it work? Yes, it works. And it's awesome. And cool. And I'm going to do a system message of that right now. System KOLOPOLY game, comma, at Linkzord. Let's see. Carrie says, is the toast message meant to sound Pavlovian? I don't know what the toast message is. I'm looking through some more messages here. Sorry, I'm starting to lose. Let's see. 20011. So okay. You know, let me read the eat items toast. I wonder if they mean the description on toast. This is good radio. All right, and somebody has sent me how to get absinthe. So awesome. Next time I have a radio show, it's going to be from some sort of asylum where I will end up after having gone absinthe blind. Will Mr. Store Familiar... Yeah, somebody says, will Mr. Store Familiars be allowed in hardcore? Yes, they will. Oh, I see. YQM and Y_Q_M are brother and sister. Magical Marinara says, any plans to the place left of the plains and below the town? I don't know, maybe. Megaproto says, you sure you don't just love eating barbells? If by barbells you mean babies, then yes. But if by barbells you mean barbells, then no. Clarification, says Armac. The Moxious Maneuver fails for me when I do it twice in a row 99% of the time. That's weird. It really shouldn't. Kalira says, okay, a note about the new clan karma limits. Even as a normal member with zero karma limit, it is possible to remove zero auto-sell items from the stash, such as Mr. Store items and Bayos, etc. All right, so that it becomes more important for me to do what JLA is suggesting, which is the zero karma equals exempt only. He wrote murder, she wrote. Okay. Get more. Now I've lost myself. For a minute there, I lost myself. Okay, here we go. Please, oh please, says Mustard Seed, give your blessing to Overlord MMM and Raven for their KOL marriage. I bless thee. Primavera Angel Hair, when are you going to join Noblesse Oblige? Maybe I'm saving the best for last. You never know, PBA. That's definitely on my tour. And I don't mean to imply, sorry, Iocane Powder, when I said I was saving the best for last. I did say maybe, so that doesn't necessarily imply that I was not saving the worst for first. Let's see. YQM says, will you answer my question? Not bugging. If you are, can you tell me so on the air, then email later. I might have missed what your first question was. Let me try and find it. It was... I will try and find that message to the admin box and reply to it later. Let's see. Smooth Move says, that cough sounds awful. Did something try to assassinate you? I don't know what that means. Right. I'm having trouble because I have to get in touch with iSpeculum for the handoff. Let me see if I can get... Hold on one second. I need to just... Yeah, sorry. Okay, man. I've gotten to the point where I'm doing pretty poorly here. Sorry about the zonk-headedness. Let's see. A lot of messages about how I need to get in touch with iSpeculum. Ad writer says, on a scale of 1 to 10, tonight's show rates a 7. Ah, what's your criterion? I did nothing but answer real questions about stuff. This is informative. Oh, coughing into the mic lost me some points. Okay, sorry. I did forget once. Mass Fizzy Orange Pop says, is the stick figure considered a meme? I'm not sure. I don't know that I get to, I don't know that I get to designate things as memes or not. Kisa says that he or she also liked the other Chesh image better. You're breaking my heart with the tiny bat, Jick. That's what I do, is I break people's hearts with tiny bats. Let's see. James 2009 says you should create a motorcycle as an accessory. It could decrease the amount of adventures it takes to go on a vacation. I don't know. That would be pretty serious. And, you know, there are no other vehicles as accessories. Maybe eventually you'll be able to get a mount, because I want to be more like World of Warcraft. Which, by the way, for all you people who give me crap about playing World of Warcraft instead of working on KOL, I just want to let you know that I haven't logged into World of Warcraft for like 2 months. So, it's that I'm drunk, not that I'm playing World of Warcraft. That's the reason that I don't get enough stuff done. And again. Let's see. I'm gonna... Sorry. Speculum. Gotta... I'm gonna do this handoff, because I should stop doing this in a few minutes. Yeah. Again, horrible inability to do more than one thing at the same time. I'm a terrible multitasker. Belgarian says, it automatically purchases 15 buys. Oh, wait. No, I must have missed something. Waywatcher is a bot for Lorien. It has a built-in whitelist function like what you described earlier. Also has the ability to deposit and withdraw clan meat for people on it. Also, it automatically purchases 15 buys of the relevant expensive stat boost every day. And it is of Fnord 7's design. So, okay, well, we're going to be okay as far as handing off to iSpeculum. Sorry that was so irritating to take... To get track of. You press down the handle. Ah, says Adamanthos. You press down the handle and are rewarded with toast. Yeah, that was a Skinner box kind of thing. Let's see. James 2009 says, 10 for tonight's show. Who fucking cares about the cough? Thank you. Xanu says, did Skullhead get the name Sparkle Motion from the movie Donnie Darko? Yes. Yes, he did. Jaffatastic says, I have no problem Moxious maneuvering all night long, so yeah, you must have, must just be weirdness in the, yeah, okay. Zayu says, why is it that number 11 brings? That's ridiculous, it's not even funny when sending, making, and buying stuff, etc. Sorry if you've answered this already a million times. It is a reference, there's a lot, you know, probably a lot of new people who still don't know this. It is a It is a reference to a Negative Land song called Time Zones, which is a good song. It's almost as good as the Negative Land song Four Fingers, which I think I'm going to play as my outro here in a few minutes. And maybe 4 minutes? I don't know. We'll see how long it takes for me to run out of questions, because I actually did get down to the bottom of the list here. Giselle117 says, I was wondering how come when I cast buffs on people it only gives them 5 each time, but other accordion thieves can catch 15 each turn. I've used the mariachi mood and I still can only cast 5 each turn. It has to do with what accordion you have equipped. There are 2 different accordion items, and one of them is better than the other. And that's the one that does 15. And what I've been meaning to do is make some sort of interim steps that give you slightly more than 5 and slightly less than 15. Perhaps something like 10. Yeah. Angel Hair Pasta says, what do you have to do to get a rare drop? It's a secret. It is a secret, secret, secret system. Tawanda says, what goes between the hippie stone and the certificate of participation in the campground? Nothing yet. So, yeah. Nothing yet. Let me see. GusterLover6 says, feel better, Jick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wakana says, if someone has a suggestion for a trophy, who do you send it to? You send it to me. Kinky Sex May says, Harry or Jet? What? Actually go through with handing them out for 1,000 Mr. A's. Show Pepsi who is boss. I don't think I can get a Harry or Jet for $10,000. I mean, that'd be cool. But, yeah. No, apparently there was that thing where they had a commercial where if you got like 1,000,000 Pepsi points, they'd give you a Harry or Jet, but they were obviously just kidding. And some kid actually collected them all, and then they sued him for not actually giving them the Harry or Jet. Yeah. Stolen says, can a tiny wooden baseball bat be a new familiar or weapon? That would be great. I don't know. Maybe some kind of familiar could use a baseball bat as a familiar equipment. Ultimationismist says, I'm not sure if I've sent this before, but I would really like to see suntan lotion plus oyster basket equals lotion in the basket. And that is a very good idea. Let's see. Adam Ethos said, when did you add the cheater to you don't have the item you're trying to use, cheater? I hit too fast. That was there in the very beginning. I've tried to remove all those because a lot of times people will get those messages accusing them of being a dirty cheater when in fact what's happened is they've just become a victim of lag or they've hit buttons too fast or something. Yeah, sorry. I should probably fix that. Thrarin says, I refuse to think of hermaphroditic Jick and Scully speaking in unison, describing items to me. Reminds me too much of The Shining. Okay. Funny fact about Jick. The thing that probably freaks me out more than anything, like the thing that scared me the most when I was a kid, scared me more than anything, and it still has fairly significant impact on my day-to-day life, is that friggin' lady in the bathtub in The Shining. Like, if I'm at somebody's house, and if I ever come to your house, please don't hide any dildos or anything in the shower, because if I go to somebody's house and I have to use the bathroom, their house, I am freaked out and I can't use the bathroom unless I make sure that corpse lady is not in their bathtub. So, yeah, if you see me checking behind your shower curtain in your house, it's not because I'm snooping, and I would totally stay out of your medicine cabinet and stuff, but just got to check for the corpse lady, because... Yeah, I didn't even read that. I read it when I was like 20, and it scared me even more. And then I watched the new remake, and it was even scarier. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like a grown-up. Why is this freaking me out? But that is actually the only book that ever scared me. Except the book Latin Moon Over Manhattan that was lent to me by the pretentious artist a long time ago. And that scared me because... of some just really creepy stuff that was in it. Mr. Bojangle says, are you pumped for the upcoming release of the Hitchhiker's Guide movie? You know, people are making fun of me, but I'm seriously considering not seeing it. At the very least, I'm not going to see it when it comes out, because I'm going to wait and see how everybody else feels. Because the thing is, man, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is very, very important to me, and has been for, you know, really as long as I can remember. I mean, I read that as a young person, and I'm so pissed at George Lucas, and I genuinely wish that I had never seen the new Star Wars movies, and I don't want to end up with the same situation where I just genuinely wish that I had never seen the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie. So I don't know, I'm really considering not seeing it, because I'm just afraid that there's no way they can live up to my expectations. Let's see. You know, I'm going to say that's the show for tonight, because I'm just running out of sense. So, let me find some negative land to go out on, and we shall call it a night. All right, good night, everybody. Next week, hopefully, Scully will be available, and I will be not sick, so we'll get back to normal. And for now, catch you later.